this is Radharasudaniti. We're discussing about Radha Guna Mahima. Lavanya Sara Rasa Sara Sukhaika Sara Karunya Sara Madhura Chavi Rupa Sare Vaidagya Sara Ratike Livilasa Sare Radha Bideva Mamano Kila Sara Sare. Srila Saraswati Pad is glorifying Srimati Radharani's qualities, and by these six qualities he's saying that Radharani is the essence of the essence, which means the quintessence of everything. So she's the Karunya Sara, she's the essence of compassion. That's one of Radharani's 26 qualities actually also. Sanatana Shiksha and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is enunciating these beautiful qualities of Radharani, 25 qualities. And one of them is, number 11, is merciful, always very merciful, always full of mercy or compassion. And it's described as Karuna. Karuna is described, usually, oftentimes, Karuna is defined as compassion. But in Jiva Dharma and teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada and also the translators of Jiva Dharma, they translate the word Karuna to mean mercy, like Kripa. Somehow they choose mercy over compassion, but they're basically the same. All three say merciful, always very merciful, and always full of mercy. And the quality is listed as Karuna, Karuna Purna. Technically, I think Karuna means compassion. Karuna, Karuna Purna Radharani Ki. So this is Radharani's 11th quality. And Saraswati Pad is glorifying it here, and it's in his list is number 4, or number 4 of her quintessential qualities. And this is, in other words, Radharani is the essence of compassion. So what does compassion mean, first of all? So Ramanuja writes in one commentary on Vedanta Darshan, Daihi namasarvartha nirapeksha para dukkha sahishnata. What is the definition of compassion? Because if we're talking about something, then we should know what we're talking about. We say, oh yes, compassion, and everyone nods, or yes, compassion. And I say, what does compassion mean? So, I don't know. So then you don't know what we're talking about. So we say she's the essence of compassion, then first of all we have to know what is compassion, what is that quality which she is the essence of. This is logical. So we have to understand what is compassion. And in his verse I mentioned from Ramanujacharya, he defines compassion as that one who gives up all selfishness and cannot tolerate the suffering of others. Compassion. With passion, with energy, with motion, with force, with movement. Passion means movement, but I mean, in our we say motive, passion. But passion means, in English, passion means emotional, very emotional. Well, he's full of passion, a passionate love affair. He's extremely fiery and emotional love affair. So compassion means full of passion. Compassion with passion or full of passion means one has lots of feelings for others. Because why? You can't have feelings for others. If you're selfish, you can't have feelings for others. Because you're too preoccupied with yourself and collecting happiness and good feelings and making yourself feel good, because you're selfish. You want to make yourself feel good, so you can't be compassionate, because you're always looking for and worried about number one. In your life, there's no number two. There's no number three and four. But in the life of a compassionate person, everybody else is number one, and I don't have a number. I don't rate. My value is not that I'm number one, but my value is in serving you. My value is in helping others and attending to their needs and wants and alleviating their distress and their sufferings. That is my passion, my burning interest is to help you. Passion means a burning, all-consuming desire or passion. So I have a burning, all-consuming desire to help others, which means selflessness, not selfishness. But this is some of the idea of compassion. A compassionate humanitarian or welfare worker. So it means a person is given up all selfishness and he cannot tolerate the suffering, see the suffering of others. People are suffering because they're not hearing the name of Krishna. So let me say Hare Krishna. Every time I have a chance to talk to someone, they should hear Hare Krishna from my lips. Why am I afraid to say it? Oh, it's my husband's business partner. It's my mother-in-law. It's my grandmother. They're all in Maya. Whatever their designation is, it's one. They have forgotten God. They're suffering because of their forgetfulness. And they're suffering because of their identity, false identity with the material body. I am mother-in-law, I am mother, I am sister, I am boss, I am employee, I am client, I am relative. It's all a cause of suffering. Anything less than God consciousness is a cause of suffering and bondage. And God consciousness is a source of joy and liberation. And you should be an agent of joy and liberation. But at least you can give the holy name out. And somebody, when they answer the phone, they say, Hare Krishna. And they say, what? Hare Krishna. Oh, is it? And then people will be startled. Is this the usual person in Maya that I call all the time? Is this so-and-so? 907-492 or whatever, 987? Yeah. Oh, what's that? Oh, you know, I'm initiated now, Chinese mantra. Anyway, is your husband there, your wife there? It's not going to, if they're sure that it's the right number, they'll still pursue their business. Do you think so? And if they say, oh, you said Hare Krishna, I don't want to talk to you, and I hang up the phone, then do you lose anything by not talking to such a foolish person? No. And if they have half a brain, if they're half sensible, they'll continue the line of the conversation of why they call and say, is your husband there? Is your wife or daughter there? Is son there? Or are you there? Are you coming or doing or this or that? But at least they pause for a moment in their entire unlimited sojourn in Maya to think about God because you said Hare Krishna when you answered the phone. Krishna himself says only preach to the innocent, submissive, which is like 1 in 50 billion. Someone's genuine, sincere, and transparent and comes to you and says, I'm suffering, I'm really suffering. Can you tell me about God? I heard you're a godly person. That person you can actually preach to. But everyone thinks they're not suffering, including your mother who's about to die. She thinks, I'm doing great. I'm enjoying. Isn't this a grand illusion of Maya? When Yamaraj asked Yudhisthira, what is the most amazing thing? The most amazing thing is everybody's dying everywhere. My relatives, but everyone's thinking, I will never die. And the other second thing as part of that is everyone is suffering unlimitedly, but everyone is thinking, I'm not suffering. There's so much covered and so much cheating themselves. They don't want to face the facts. They're all living a hoax. Everyone's living a hoax, a bluff. Every single person is living a bluff and a hoax. They're convincing themselves and brainwashing themselves, I am happy. It's a grand illusion. Everyone's absorbed in it. Every single person you know is an illusion. They're all in Maya. And you're helping them stay in Maya because you're never, ever reminding them of God because you're afraid. They don't have faith or confidence or philosophical depth. When you have faith and confidence and philosophical depth, you don't fear anything. Hare Krishna. So the compassion is, at least we'll say Hare Krishna. This is how this quality of Radharani should manifest in Radharani's bhaktas. But we want to be in Maya, so we're afraid. We don't want Krishna. Krishna's in the temple. I chanted my rounds, now I want to go out and play in Maya. I hung up my bees on the hook. So we should be Karuna like Radharani. Compassion means that one gives up his selfishness. You're worried about yourself and not thinking of pleasing Krishna. What's the most pleasing thing to Krishna? Spread his name and fame and glories all over the world. Prithivityachira nagarati gram sarva-pracharam moranam. Everywhere my name will be preached. She left the spiritual world to come and distribute the holy name to the people of the world. half of Gauranga is Radharani, and the other half is Krishna. So Radharani's Karuna is coming out of Krishna's Karuna is Radharani Shakti. Karuna's Shakti is Radharani. Her compassion is that she's traveling all over India. Krishna's traveling all over India, a unified form of mercy, giving out the holy name to everybody. Compassion means that one gives up all selfishness and one cannot tolerate the suffering of others. These feelings are not possible toward dead matter, only toward living beings. Although the soul is by nature transcendental, it is still fully under control of time, karma, maya, and God. In Priti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami also discusses something about compassion. He calls anukampa. Anukampa cha purne pi swasmin nija sevan adya bilash avilasham sampadya seva kadishu sevadi sovagya sampadika bhagavatas chittardratamayi tad upakarecha. Jiva Goswami Pad says in Priti Sandarbha, although God is self-satisfied, He still likes to accept the service of His devotees, and therefore He creates the desire for devotional service in the hearts of fortunate candidates. Thus His heart, Krishna's heart, melts with compassion and is filled with the desire to benefit conditioned souls. Well, Prabhupada used to say that compassion means giving a gift of love. That's compassion. This is, Prem Nam is a gift of love. There is no other love in this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there are two realities in this world. The jiva and the holy name. Everything else is illusion. It's all a game. The only thing that's real is the jiva and the holy name. Compassion means to give the gift of love of God. The greatest gift is devotion and love. What do you give the man who has everything? A life without love is not worth living. Ladini dvaraya kore bhaktera poshana. Through His pleasure potency, Krishna maintains His devotees. Says, Ladini dvaraya kore bhaktera poshana. Chaitanya Charitamrita, through the door, like Haridwara, this is Ladini dvara. You go to Haridwar, all the Maya bodies go to Haridwar, meditate on Brahman and do Gyan Yog. But we're not interested in Haridwar so much, we're interested in Ladini. Ladini Dwara. Ladini Dwara means the door to Radharani's heart. Open Radharani's heart and release the flood of ecstasy, the flood of prema. Ladini Shakti means that power and potency which can satisfy and please Krishna, the bliss potency. Love is bliss. Bliss is love. Love is devotion. Devotion is bliss. Bhaktera potion. A potion means to nourish, potion, to maintain. The devotees are maintained through the doorway of bliss, through the doorway of devotional service. And this is Krishna's, this is the gift of Krishna and Guru. So this is how Krishna nourishes and maintains His devotees, through the pleasure potency of Radha. So as Gauranga, Krishna has accepted the Kanti, Bhav and Kanti, Radha Bhav and Radha Kanti, Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Gauranga Mahabhruva Kishi. Now Krishna has accepted the luster, the beautiful, radiant, molten golden complexion and the deep bhavas of ecstatic ujjvala prem, nirmal prem of Mahabhav, Madanaki Mahabhav, those sweetest, deepest, most confidential ecstasies of Radharani's heart have been amalgamated into the heart of Krishna. The Kanti and Bhava of Radharani have been assumed by Krishna and assimilated into the form of Gauranga, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he says, Radha, this mood is Krishna's descended as Gaura to bless the conditioned souls in Kali with the most benevolent gift of Raghunanda Prema, which is the hidden storehouse of the Brajani Kunjas. This is the quintessence of Radharani's compassion, that she's come in Gaura. The compassion in Gaura is Radha. The compassion in Gaura is Radha, because that is Krishna's compassion, Shakti, Radharani, Ladini Shakti. Compassion means giving love. Love means Ladini Shakti. So compassion means giving Radha. And Radha is Kruna Sara. She's the essence of compassion. So when we give Radha, we're giving the essence of compassion. So how do we give Radha to anyone? How do we show our compassion to anyone? By telling them, Hare Krishna. This is Radharani's quality. Compassion. Kruna Mahi Radha Rani Ki Jai. Now the fifth quality of Radharani, Madhura Chabi Upasara. This means that she is the essence of all sweet, effulgent, beautiful forms. Madhura Rupa. That's one of Krishna's sweetnesses also. Vena Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. And Leela Madhurya. So Radharani is also Rupa Madhurya. She's Madhura Rupa. She's also, if Krishna's Rupa Madhurya, then Rupa Madhurya needs another Rupa Madhurya to be happy with. Krishna, that's one of his distinctive qualities. It's one of Radharani's essential qualities, is Rupa Madhurya. Madhura Rupa, that means Rupa Madhurya. Madhura Chavi. Chavi means luster, brilliance. Madhura Chavi Rupa Sara. She's the essence of sweet, effulgent beauty, her form. This is her luster, her beauty. So Rupa Goswami, he describes the essence of this Rupa and Ujjal Nilamani. The essence of beauty is Radharani. Angan yabushitan yeva kina chit bhushanadina gena bhushitavad bhati tad rupa miti katyate. In Ujjal Nilamani, Rupa Goswami is describing, this word is there, Madhura Chavi Rupa. Rupa means form, body, angas, limbs, face, arms, legs, etc. Rupa, form, Sri Rupa Mantri. Sri Radha Rupa, Rupa Mantri. So Radharani is Madhura Chavi Rupa. Her form is, she has Rupa Mantri, a very sweet form. So what does Rupa mean? He says, the natural beauty of a girl who looks as beautiful without ornaments as when she is ornamented is called Rupa. So this Radharani has this beauty. Some ladies, when they get dressed up with all the ornaments, then they look something attractive. But without the ornaments, they look flat and dull, colorless, unattractive, uninteresting. Rupa Goswami says that Radharani is such, she's the essence of Rupa. She's Rupa Sara, which means her, she, Rupa means, the quality, Rupa means the natural, a girl that has just natural, she shows naturally beautiful, with or without anything, with ornaments more beautiful, but even without them, she doesn't need them to look beautiful. So Radharani is the essence of those type of beautiful women. She's the quintessence. So that means she looks the most beautiful, any possible woman that could look beautiful without ornaments, that's Radharani. And it's described in Krishna that Krishna is also equally beautiful, Rupa Madhurya. Rupa Goswami also glorifies him as Saraswati Pada glorifying Radha. He's saying it's Rupa Madhurya, one of his four distinguishing 64 qualities is Krishna's Rupa Madhurya. And he's so beautiful and attractive and handsome and debonair and dear Lalita that he doesn't need ornaments either. And when he puts ornaments on, rather than the ornaments enhancing his beauty, he enhances the beauty of the ornaments. This is the remarkable thing about Krishna. So Radharani is the same way.
Radhara Sudanadi ki jai, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.